It is 5:49 PM. This is the Bluff Town Council public hearing on a draft ordinance for aviation overlay. It is October 7th, 2025. We are starting a little late, but I will note that there is no public in the room. Let's do roll call.
Linda Sosa.
Brett Hornsby.
Jennifer Dogma.
Joanne Hood.
Ann Leppenham.
Erin Nelson, serving as town manager.
And so we do not have any public in the room. Do we have people online that want to make a public comment?
We do have folks online. Let me, oh, do you want me to?
Shall we go through the, I'll go through the notice of the public hearing, do that first then. So this is a public hearing before the Bluff Town Council, both in person and via a virtual Zoom meeting to solicit public comment on the adoption of an ordinance regulating the use of land in the airport influence area as required by Utah Code Section 72-10-403. The drafted overlay, the drafted airport overlay ordinance is available to review on the Town of Bluff's website, which is www.townofbluffutah.gov, all one. One word, so to speak, no breaks in it. Public hearing is set pursuant to Utah Code 10-98-204 to allow members of the public a reasonable opportunity to be heard and to comment on adoption and modification of land use regulations. Written comments will also be accepted until Friday, October 17th at 5 o'clock p.m. The written comments can be sent to my attention, which would be Ann at townofbluffutah.gov, or you can drop them off at the office, but that is the drop dead point, Friday, October 17th, 5 o'clock p.m. So before we take public comment, I'll just note that this was an ordinance that was required by the state of Utah, and the Hansen Group was the one that prepared it, working with our planning and zoning. So, do we have folks online that wish to make a public comment?
I'm going to temporarily stop sharing my screen, but I can share that ordinance again. So I'll make sure. So I know the Zoom layout is a little bit different, but you're welcome. I have reopened chat, so you're welcome to put your name into chat. Please don't place your comments into chat. Or under the little React button, you can do a hand gesture, a nice hand gesture, and raise your hand. So that's under React with the little arrow. And nice hand gestures only, please. Oh, fabulous. Marcia has found it. I do have Marcia indicating she'd like to make a public comment.
So let's give about 2 minutes for people to raise their hand and then randomize if you can.
Yes, I can definitely do that.
And I think generally we all know the rules. Be polite. State your name, where you reside. Have 3 minutes to make a public comment unless you've asked me ahead of time to exceed that 3-minute time limit. The timekeeper is the official timekeeper. We do not follow somebody else's iPhone or timer. It's official. If you contest it, that's fine, but it's the official one that we're using. So, Jen, are you timing or is Aaron?
I can time.
Aaron's going to time.
Or maybe we can have an iPhone versus Android.
No, it's not.
Showdown.
I was in trouble last time.
I think we should also specify that, like, is it by the time they start talking or is it by the time they've ended their name? I don't know. I think it's the time they start talking. Okay.
I think it's time they start talking, because otherwise you could get somebody who could use that as an opportunity to do more than their name.
Yeah, they do like their full introduction, yeah. And I am so-and-so.
Okay.
So, all right.
I don't have anyone else. It's just Marcia. Marcia has been randomized into position number one. Okay.
Great. All right, Marcia, take it away.
Except for you're muted.
Okay, I got it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is, I am Marcia Hayden-Felt, and I am making a comment just so you will have spent your time wisely doing this public hearing. And I'm telling you that P&Z, I will speak for myself, but at our P&Z meeting looking over this draft ordinance, we were very pleased that it came to us so well written and so, and basically all it is mandated for us. In other words, we have to have something that protects the airspace around the airport. And so I am pleased to say that it looks good. There, I've made a public comment, so your night is not a total loss. Have a nice evening.
It looks like Jim Hook might also have a public comment. And Marcia, thank you, so that our time was not put to poor use. Jim Hook has his hand raised.
Yeah, my hand is up because I can't find the right button to make the little hand thing like Marcia did. As my name is Jim Hook, I'm the volunteer airport manager, and I think that the plan looks just the way it should, and I thank the planning and zoning for making that happen, period.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else who tried to put up a hand or a signal? Or?
Yeah, I'm sorry for not seeing you, Jim. My apologies. I'll scroll through all of our attendees and make sure no one else is. Okay. Don't see anyone else right now.
All right, it is 5:56. We are not voting on this. We will vote on this. I think probably we can do it at the special meeting next week to move one more thing.
We've got to wait for public comment to expire on the 17th.
The 17th?
So it'd be the meeting after that.
No, I want to do it then.
It's fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The first meeting, the next meeting after that, so that'd be our third meeting. We'll vote on it. So it is 5:57.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It's unanimous. I'm turning off the recorder. Thank you, everybody.